fight, right? Who wants detention over here? Coach Yates yelled.
Everybody scattered for the court, except for Fiona, who held onto Sophie's sweatshirt as they ran.
What did she mean, you people?
Not us.
I don't know, Sophie said. Mrs. Clayton told me I'm not supposed to be listening to rumors anyway.
Then we better stay away from that Phoebe girl, Fiona said. She put her hand up.
I know.
We still have to be decent to her. Cornflake code. But decent doesn't mean we have to be her best friend.
I'm fine with that, Sophie said,
because Phoebe Carnes made her feel more than a little bit squirmy inside. During lunch that day, the Cornflakes met in Mr. Steyer's science lab to edit the fall festival film. Since only two people could use the equipment at the same time, Fiona and Maggie took that over while Darby filmed Sophie doing an introduction. Willoughby directed, which meant she stood behind Darby doing cheer motions. Sophie was starting her introduction over for the third time when Fiona let out a
score! You guys have to see this, she said. Come here, quick!
All of them, including Mr. Stiers, hurried over to her and Maggie.
What you got?
Mr. Steyer said.
Only the proof of who started the fight.
Fiona shoved the stubborn strand of hair behind her ear and pointed to the screen.
Look!
Coach Nannini getting dunked, Darby said.
No, look behind him, at the snow cone booth.
Fiona ran the film back and played it in slow motion.
Watch what's happening.
Sophie squinted through her glasses.
Hey, she said, that's Eddie, shoving Jimmy.
Just like that one girl told us, Willoughby said.
He did start it.
She punctuated her words with a poodle shriek. Sophie watched, smiles spreading. In the background of the dunking footage, Jimmy took a step backward, shaking his head. Eddie kept moving toward him. Just as Eddie threw the first punch and Jimmy ducked, there was a splash of water and the film stopped.
It looks like you just made Sophie's work at the round table a piece of cake, girls,
Mr. Steyer said. Even his bald head was shining. Let's polish this up for prime time viewing.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Round Table Council, Sophie said that afternoon in her best Liberty Lawhead voice. I have not shown you this film to prove who is guilty, but to show who needs help. I have a dream that we can change Eddie Warnham's attitude and the